What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it swung on crust, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run. Straightaway left field. Bader rounding between second and third, puts his hands out to his sides and looks skyward. Harrison Bader's 13th of the year, no doubt about it. He crushed it.
Yeah, he did crush it. Last night, Harrison Bader, his first Phillies home run. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. We're live today from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Campbell. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in a minute here on all this stuff. You can react to Landon with us as well. There's no way he's let you touch his lawn, by the way. That's what I took from that.
No.
When he was talking about the different blades of grass and the color, I was like, "This, you're out of your depth."
Have you seen his Instagram page?
Yes, he puts up.
I love
how his wife puts up. He has no idea how it works, and his wife puts up all the pictures.
I mean, that's probably most individuals. Yeah. But yeah, he really loves his grass, man. Yeah. I remember when he got the mower, right? Mm-hmm. And he was so excited about it, and then to see some of the posts that he has with it and everything, it's therapy. I can imagine, you know, where he lives and the acreage that he has. I could imagine it's nothing but therapy for
him. Yeah, he obviously loves it. And fun talking to him as we get ready for this Eagles season. And he's obviously a huge part of one of the best, if not the best, again, offensive line in the sport. He sounds like he thinks Tyler Steen is ready to play right guard at a high level.
He's a really good dude, too, man. I love talking football with that guy.
Yeah, and he can tell he loves talking football, which makes it fun. So we appreciate Landon coming on here. All right, so Harrison Bader last night, Hugh, it's that home run. I have to make a very clear declaration to the Phillies. Okay, Hugh?
What's that? You apologize?
No, not apology. They shouldn't even think about not having this guy in the lineup tonight. So they said on Friday they were going to do a six-day platoon, right? Because they were facing alternating lefties and righties for 6 days. So they were going to run the left-handed lineup, which would be when Bader and Weston Wilson play, like last night. And then the right-handed lineup when they play Marsh and they play Kepler. They're going to do that back and forth for 6 days, and then they're going to reassess. They better not even think about doing that tonight.
Not after last night.
Harrison Bader has to be in the lineup. In fact, can we just cut the crap and put him in the lineup every day? I've watched him for 4 days here. I mean, I've seen his career before he got here, but I've watched him for 4 days here. He's the best outfielder we have by a long shot. The idea that he wouldn't play tonight after that last night is crazy. I mean, enough of the platoon thing. If you want to platoon left field, fine. Stick Bader in center and just play him every single day. I just don't see any logic to him not being in the lineup tonight.
It's amazing how, like, one moment could change the way that people feel about you, especially here in the city. I mean, baseball is no doubt a roller coaster ride within itself.
Yep.
But to have a guy that when we traded for him, it was kind of like, I mean, it kind of brought the room down. It kind of brought everybody's high down.
And it was really more about we had our sights set on
bigger things. You had some other things. Yeah, and I get it.
But not about him so much.
Yeah. And he's been pretty decent. Mm-hmm. But it was like, You felt like he's just a guy. You know what this kind of feels like when I was in Atlanta, like when they got Jock Peterson.
Yeah, but Jock was pretty good.
He was pretty good. And it feels like in a small sampling size, because I know you people probably going to jump all over me and say, oh, he was a small sampling size. But that was a real feel-good moment last night in a 13-3 route.
And that home run by Bader really, that won the game, right? Because that made it 6-3, and then they never looked back after that. Is Bader just a guy? Probably, and that's kind of what his career has been.
Feels like a throwback. You know what he feels like to me with Duran being in the bullpen and him being out there? They've kind of switched the suburban energy a little bit. Sound like you might be playing some reggaeton.
Bring energy. Bader certainly brings energy.
Brings suburban energy.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I said the music in the minivan is different. Now it's a little bit of reggaeton.
Yeah, well, okay. but also I don't think Bader has suburban energy.
Yeah, that's the point. He brings a little bit something different.
Bader's got like rural energy. Like he's
rural.
Like
he's country.
He's a farm boy. Yeah. What he looks
he
like.
Has.
Yeah.
He has. He would run through the stadium wall.
Hillbillyish.
Sure. But here's what he is: better than everything else we have in the outfield. So even if he is just a guy, we have below that standard in the outfield right now.
It's also not one moment, Hugh. Like I get, Bader just had one moment. We watched an entire season of Max Kepler so far.
Yes,
he sucks. He stinks.
I'm that's the words you choose to use.
In the context of the sport
that's
he plays,
the truth.
He stinks.
I mean that, and I respect both you guys' opinion when it comes to that.
I just know this. If Bader's out of the lineup tonight,
he's not good.
I don't like to use the word stink.
Say he's not good.
He struggled a little
enough.
Bit.
Who's better, Bader or Kepler?
Okay, right now Bader.
That's it.
That's okay.
I don't need anything else tonight.
Okay.
Rob Thompson, if you're listening on your way to the stadium, don't you even dare write Kepler in that lineup over Bader tonight.
And if he does,
I'll yell. I'm not going to do anything else.
I'm going to yell.
I'll come on the radio tomorrow and yell about it.
Yell at the top of my lungs.
I don't have much power besides there's a microphone that is off.
I'll just yell
and I'll get other people to yell with me. We'll be very loud together. No one wants to see Kepler. We want to see Bader.
No,
please.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah, I can't wait for the lineup to come out. This would be a departure, though, because they said they were doing the six-day thing, right? So this would be – if he's to his word, Kepler's going to play tonight and Bader's not. And if I'm to my word, I'm going to yell about it very loudly tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Just play Bader every day. By the way, there is a clip making the rounds out there where you, Hugh, called Spike Eskin a bully.
A little bit.
Yeah, and he's not happy about it.
No, he texted me.
Yeah.
He said these claims are outrageous.
Well, they are. I mean, in the context of the email, it makes no sense.
Well, and see, Spike told on himself. I mean, I don't like to, we have a thing about, because of HIPAA law, we don't talk about text messages.
This is
not HIPAA.
Well, compared to Jack. Jack said
HIPAA.
Well,
I think private text messages, it's more
Jack invoked HIPAA.
Also, don't use Jack as your benchmark. So are you.
HIPAA.
It's not HIPAA.
HIPAA.
I think it's more common courtesy not to read group text on the air.
But you know you were wrong when you start out the text, I was overly nice. He said he was overly
nice. Well, I think he was trying to guard against making
people. That was his downfall.
But he was trying to make people feel like they didn't have to do it. You took it the total opposite way.
Because he was overly nice.
What is he supposed to say?
Without going into too much detail, when we're in the studio, what is Spike greeting to us every day? Thank you. You ain't even got to say it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
No, every but hold on. There is a difference between, would you not agree with this?
What?
How you like interact with someone you see every day, and only they can hear you versus a company-wide email.
See, now you're making
There's email, Spike. And there's in-person Spike.
You're making excuses.
Yeah, and there's on-air. We all have different versions of our own personality.
I am me all the time. This is me.
This might be why you don't send emails.
that might be the truth.
Hugh can't even get into his email.
That's true.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hold on a second. Did you even see the email?
I did, because he sent it to my personal email.
Oh. He found the personal one.
Yeah, he found the personal, because there's this little rumor going around that ain't open my email here in a while.
It's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. This is fact.
It's a rumor. But he was overly nice. That was his downfall.
Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already.
See, that's
Go
what
Birds.
It was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He was putting pressure on me.
No, I think it's almost,
everyone
again,
else.
You played in the NFL.
He put pressure on
this me. This is pressure?
A little bit.
It's a Google Doc. You just put in your Mount Rushmore people. A
little bit of pressure.
Type in Allen Iverson. You click submit. You go. You move on with your day.
A little bit of pressure. It was just pressure. Mike's a bully.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Black Gritty, who we had to put on hold for Landon Dickerson. He's back up. Hey, Black Gritty.
And it is a HIPAA violation because you read them texts, somebody end up in the hospital. So go ahead, you. Tell them it's a HIPAA violation.
I'm living my truth, Black Gritty. I'm living my truth.
Hey, look. You stand on business. Don't let that chihuahua bark at you. You're overly nice because you know what I be. Anywho. The Ryan Howard thing, let me just get on that real quick. Watching Ryan Howard makes you feel sort of weird. I watch him on first base every night. He was hitting a home run. I was like, I just got to see that big smile on his face and just watching him. Schwarber's like an assassin. He comes out of the tunnel, he hits nuclear bombs, and he just goes away. I know he's not good at it. I know he's not there to play. But when I see him out there in left field and I see the big old bear stumbling, bumbling, catching ball on his back and roll around the ground, he's happy. It makes me love Schwarber even more. Not that I don't. It's just there's a different vibe with Howard versus Schwarber. But Schwarber is nuclear right now. He's the hottest thing in the country. He's getting paid like $700 million Shohei Ohtani money because every time he steps up to the plate, he's like, pay me what you owe. Pay me what you owe. So I fully understand what you're saying, but I just don't like bringing Howard up into it. Secondly, Hugh, I have inside knowledge. This isn't true or factual, but I'm going to say it's true or factual because we're on the radio. Big Dom took the P-Day out there to go get that for you. I mean, he ain't had time to pack nothing. He was already on the runway waiting for him to get out of the locker room. Like, yo,
yeah, they went and got him on a red eye.
The sky. He ain't get right there. He went out there and got him straight out. But for what I'm saying, I'm not worried about the back end, Kyle. Not because I got Super-itis. It's because I got Vic Fangio. And Vic's like, hey, I need some help. Y'all going to have to go do something. Vic's not going to let it stand. If there's a problem on the defense, I believe in Vic telling Howie to go do what he needs to do. He ain't out here trying to get Michael Parsons or any of this other dumb junk, but he's going to fix that defense in a way that Carter goes out there with that front, the back end's going to be okay. So that ain't great because they need some help, apparently, but I believe in Vic Fangio.
But is it not worry is a little bit different than being fully confident.
Oh, they're crazy. I'm just trying to help them people out because I know why they delusional.
Don't do that.
We all drinking the same juice, baby. You know what I mean? Until over the night comes, they drop that banner. We all still on that goofy juice. It is what it is. Hugh, stand on business and protect your HIPAA laws. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, Black Gritty. We appreciate you. This is not HIPAA violation. There's no HIPAA.
Jack said it was HIPAA. He said it was a HIPAA violation. Yeah,
that's not who you want to, like, you don't want to parrot him.
Today. It fits my narrative. Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of narratives, guess who's released a statement as he is a few weeks away from being eligible to return?
Who?
Jose Alvarado, former Phillies closer. Yeah, Jose is getting his way back.
What
here.
Did he say?
Jose.
Did he say, wait a minute. First of all, did he start out, I'm sorry?
I'll read it to you. Okay. I have the entire statement here. He posted this on Instagram, and I believe we are 2 to 3 weeks away from him being eligible to return here for the stretch run. Of course, we know he's not eligible for the postseason. But he can pitch down the stretch of the season. And we didn't hear from him. Remember when he got suspended on that Sunday?
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. He dipped.
He booked. So we didn't hear from him. He didn't talk. Here is Jose Alvarado's statement just about 15 minutes ago. May 18th was a very difficult day for me. That day, MLB announced the positive result of a doping test conducted in March 2025. I am fully aware that using prohibited substances is wrong, and I would never intend to do so because I've always had great respect for the game, my organization, my teammates, and the fans, all of whom I want to offer my sincere apologies. I made a mistake, and therefore I have faced the consequences set forth by MLB. Going forward, my focus is on working hard to help the team win. Once again, I offer my deepest apologies to the Phillies organization, my teammates, my family, my country, Venezuela, the city of Philadelphia, and the fans who have always supported me, especially the children and young people. There is always a lesson to be learned in every mistake. I thank God for giving me the strength to overcome this situation. I am glad to be back and ready to support the team, Jose Alvarado.
You know what? Shut up.
I'm okay with that. The timing, I know for a lot of people, the timing is probably not what you want it to be. But he apologized. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, we got to
move on.
That's
how you apologize, by the way. Here.
Yeah, that is a full. That you're right, Kyle. That is
took
a full
responsibility.
Who? The whole thing.
Alvarado.
Well, I will say this.
Better than whatever you threw out in that first segment.
Well, I'll say this. Whenever I'm given the opportunity to apologize like that, I will.
No.
You have 4 hours a day to apologize for your takes.
What was I apologizing for?
Well, you know, the fact that you offended Cole Hamels.
I didn't offend.
MVP.
No,
you also basically blamed Spike for you not submitting a Mount Rushmore.
Spike's intimidated.
Like at the end of the day, you passed the
listen,
buck to Spike.
I am a team player. Mm-hmm. Me and Ben Davis sat back there this morning, as a matter of fact. And me and Ben, we discussed it, and he showed me the error of my ways. I was playing semantics. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference between being an athlete and athletic. Now, with that being said, I still stand on business. Like, Zach is not athletic. He's an athlete. I give him that.
I think you're downplaying how athletic you have to be to have the stamina to throw 100 pitches at 97 miles an hour.
No, and that's what I said. Yeah. He's an athlete. He's not athletic.
But that there's athleticism to doing what he does.
Absolutely is. Nah.
I actually think starting pitchers are more like marathon runners. The stamina they
need. I can see Zach being a marathon runner. I get
marathon
that.
Runners
but
aren't
those
athletes.
Those are athletes.
Those are impeccable athletes.
No, but he's not that. I can see he has the body type of marathon.
But that's
runner.
What I mean, but because he's a pitcher. No. Yeah, because he has to have stamina.
Zach.
7 innings.
You're not
innings.
You're athlete, but you're not athletic.
If this was an apology, this is a sad Zach, apology.
If we get
but
him
Zach,
in spring training
but
next,
see,
next
see,
year,
here's the
we're
thing,
have
though.
You say that to his face.
Here's the thing, though. Zach know I got love for him. He knows that. And when we get to spring training, I'll tell you.
What's really the worst part about this is he told us two spring trainings ago he listens to us on the way.
No, and that's
and
what
now
Zach,
he's going to turn that radio off because
we understand each other. He know what I'm talking about.
I don't know about that.
I bet you right now if we, in spring training we got time, he couldn't give you 25 push-ups.
I think Zach Wheeler could do 25 push-ups.
I mean, this is just insulting.
I mean, that is insulting.
I am.
There's no way.
Well, doesn't Spike claim he can do like 250 in a day? Well, then Zach Wheeler can do 25.
Spike's a bully.
What are you talking about?
Spike's a bully.
Nah, you're all over the place.
Yeah,
let's go to.
It's not my first day.
It is not. All right, let's deal with this. Big V and Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, first of all. I'm going to give you a chance to walk back that statement that you had earlier this week and last week.
Which
about
one?
Us selling the farm to win.
I'm talking about you.
That I wanted them to do that?
Yes.
Why would I take it back?
Because we didn't do that, and we're winning.
Well,
they've
played four games
at
the deadline.
Too serious.
Don't worry. You'll see it when we host that, you know, World Series championship trophy.
Well, then perhaps then I will say they didn't need to do this. They had vision. I was wrong. That day is not today, Big V.
Kyle dropped that one because I'm going to hold him to those words.
Sure. If the Phillies win the World Series without getting a bigger bat, I will say Dave Dombrowski was right. I'm glad that he didn't listen to me. I'd be happy to say that, but that day's not today after three wins against the Tigers and Orioles in August.
Uh-huh. Okay. State it now, but that's okay. Now, next thing, Hugh, I understand you're standing on business, and, you know, Spike can be a bit abrasive, you know, and then, you know, a guy of your stature looking at a guy like Spike, who you think of somebody you used to shove in their locker in high school, and now he's your boss.
He's not our boss.
First of all,
he's our coworker.
I was not a bully in high school. That sounds like I was
just
a bully.
I just don't believe that.
That's your story.
I was not a bully. I promise you I wasn't a bully in high school.
That's right up there with defense is a luxury.
Wow. Nah,
I actually believe you on this. I believe you on this.
You got 5 minutes, I'm going to break your face.
Spike's a bully.
Yes, I believe you that he wasn't a bully in high school. But also, Spike's not our boss. He comes on after us.
Yeah,
he's not our boss. Well, he just comes on after.
Right, he's on the show after we're on the show. Like he's a coworker.
Since we're here now, it did take Spike a minute to adjust to not being a boss.
Well, and that makes sense, right? He was doing that for a while. But yeah. This email.
It was a little pushy.
It wasn't.
It was pushy. It was so pushy.
It wasn't.
When you start your email in is by saying that I'm being nicer than I usually am.
No, he didn't say that in the email. That was a private text to you.
That I shared it with everybody.
The email was, quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
That's pushy.
Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go birds and a link to a Google Doc.
That was pushy.
That is pushy, Joe. What it is
because
have a,
he was like
have a
to
sense
all
urgency,
you.
Please.
It's really not. It's just a reminder
to,
that
it's
that,
to all of you who did it already, and to you slackers that haven't. That's
so
what it was.
So you felt lazy.
He did. He made me feel uncomfortable.
Well, maybe if you didn't slack in the first place,
that's
it wouldn't have hit you the way it did.
Like, okay, we just acknowledged that.
The shoe fit.
It's something that we all have busy days, and Spike was being overly aggressive situation.
I found I like you had not filled it out before the second email. I didn't do it with the first email. I got lazy, but the second email provided a friendly reminder, and I said, oh, you know what?
I'll fill it out for them. I don't feel like it was friendly.
He didn't think it was friendly. It wasn't warm and fuzzy to you. It was more cold and prickly. And
how would you have worded the email, you guys?
Me?
Yeah. Oh.
Hey guys.
Hope you guys are doing well.
But,
he sees us every day.
But we have to, you know, we're trying to get people to submit their Mount Rushmore so we can get it done. Hey, it would be nice if you could kind of get it done today. If not, do it at your leisure. Thank you very much.
There can't be leisure when the list has to be done so he could count them.
He was putting pressure on people. See, that's what I'm talking about.
The leisure thing, you can't have that.
Yeah, but
there's deadlines. There's deadlines here.
See, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to get the first list of the Mount Rushmore and show you how much nicer that was.
Than the first email?
Yes, when we first did it. It was nicer.
Oh, like the last time they did this?
Yes.
You mean top 11?
Yes.
Okay. Can you even get into your email? You're not going to be able to find it.
Let me see about it.
All right, Big V, what else you got? Anything else?
But let me say this. I mean, for a guy who's been in production, and first, let me say this. I've never been a Spike X cafe. Okay. But sometimes when you're doing production and you're putting together projects that you want to come off and look really great, you are under a bit of stress. And anything or anyone being passively aggressive and slowing up your production time frame can be a bit annoying. So, Hugh, next time,
I found the first one. This one was so much nicer.
What is this from, Top 11 Week?
This is the Top 11 Week.
So this was about 2 months ago.
He said, hey, friends, the WIP Afternoon Show is doing their second annual Top 11 Athletes in Philadelphia rankings again. This week, listeners submit their list. Next week, we count them down.
Yeah.
Like last year, we want the final rankings to be 50% fan and 50% WIP staff vote. If you can find the time by the end of the week, please hit the link below and send us yours. Remember to include your name. We will use your votes in the final ranking and potentially discuss your specific list.
So
that was so much nicer.
But there was a original email for the Mount Rushmore thing that was very similar to that one. And that was on July 30th. Hi, friends. The WIP Afternoon Show is back on our nonsense next week for our second annual Mount Rushmore week. At the bottom of this list is a form to fill out if you want yours counted. Of course, the more votes, the better. I may reach out to you next week so you can discuss your list or do one of the Mount Rushmore things with us. Again, I thank you for participating. What a summer of stupid lists we've had.
And see, this is the one. This is the last one that I got. And see, you ain't been reading it right.
What do you mean I'm not reading it right?
This is how it read to me. Today is the last day to submit you have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already.
Did you see the original email?
I ain't talking about that one. I'm talking about this one.
Yeah, right. But if you today, add the two
let me,
of them
let me
together,
read, like, see, this is
because
how I read.
You ignored the
today
first email
is
for
the
days.
Last day to submit to have your vote
because
count.
Because that's the fact.
Today is the last day. That's aggressive. That's cowboys.
You're the only one who thinks this.
I am
aggressive.
Not the only one that thinks it's aggressive. How many people agree with me?
No, forget the Twitter poll.
No, we can't, because
you know the
they
Twitter
might just
people.
Be clicking in general that Spike's a bully.
Right,
without
it's
the
like
context.
If you put up a poll, who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Who
you get 75% right.
Who put
the
poll?
Should I try that right now?
Who put the poll?
Who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Yeah, just put it. Who's right, Joe or Hugh?
Who put the poll
blind up? 75%, Douglas, maybe 90%, because you hit Jim Miller and I didn't. Okay, like sometimes the Twitter polls are what they are.
We don't need context in these polls, but in this case, Kyle put it up and it's valid. People agree with me. What's the poll?
Just in this case.
What's I'm not telling you. 215-592-9494. Devin's going to join us here at training camp. What she noticed out there, including Hurts. I felt from my vantage point today, Hurts had some misses. I mean, just throws he can make, and he makes all the time. He was missing. What did Devin think? What do you think of the offense and the new corner? What does it say about the trade they made? Your calls on all this. Schwarber, Ryan Howard, as he reached peak Howard level to you. The secondary, are you confident in? The Eagles made a big trade last night. And this whole Hugh Spike thing, whose side are you on? I mean, to me, Spike just gave us a reminder. Hey, you want to be part of Mount Rushmore week, and Hugh feels bullied. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.